Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Phone, Fan, and I'm on the phone in my studio in Fort Collins, but let's go to the phones and talk to one of our favorite partners who's, I hope, patiently waiting, JR from Colorado Clays. Good morning, JR.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
It's a little cloudy here today, but the snow's still melting. Is the snow about gone from where you guys are at?
Yeah, you know, on the shady sides, in the trees, we got a little sticking, but most of it's going away, Terry. Really nice day overall.
Well, and we're supposed to stay nice now in the 60s or high 50s into the high 60s throughout the next week, at least from what I've saw. So what's the status at Colorado Clays? Tell us what you're doing out there so people know, understand.
All right. Well, you know, Terry, I think I should probably first take a moment to just to thank all of our customers, whether they're regulars or new ones, for their cooperation and support of Colorado Clays, because, you know, without them, we wouldn't be here. And like any business operating in these kind of tough times, we've had to implement some very precise measures to ensure the safety of not only our customers, but our staff as well. And Terry, I think while everyone is aware of the occasional inconveniences of the sanitizing, the protective equipment, social distancing, and so on, these steps are now necessary, and, you know, they are a part of the way Colorado Clays is doing business. And while we're still offering, you know, Coloradans the premier public shooting facility in the state, we're still doing rifle, pistol, trap, skeet, wobble trap, and sporting clays, and we're the same Colorado Clays we have been for the last 24 years.
Well, and you've got quite a facility, so you can spread people out. How large is your area?
Well, that's a good question, Terry, and that's one thing that's really nice about Colorado Clays. All of our stuff is spread out over an area greater than 120 acres, so that really does help with some of the guidelines we've had to implement for the distancing and such. And, you know, when you come to Colorado Clays, you're going to see many new things that are in place just for the safety of everyone, and we're doing a good job of it. We're very serious about it, and our customers seem to be just fine with it. So things are working well here.
Now, I understand that it's difficult to do groups right now, but things will get back to normal, and you guys do a lot of fundraisers. You do parties. You do bachelor parties. You do corporate groups. Are you still taking reservations out so that people can put something on the books so when this loosens up, they can do their event?
We certainly are, Terry. And all of this is pending, you know, orders coming down from the state. And right now we have a lot of groups on standby. We have some that are hoping to get their events in, but it's all going to depend on safety. And when we can safely do it, we will. Rescheduling your event at Colorado Clays is not a problem, and we're working the calendar over as we speak, so it's coming around very good.
All right. Now, one thing I want to talk to you about, and I know a lot of turkey hunters in the field, but I'll probably put some of this up on the website, on my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, but you've been doing a phenomenal job of patterning shotguns, not only for turkey hunting, but patterning in general. You have a lane that's set up just for that, but you've really come across some interesting information doing this patterning, haven't you?
Yeah, Terry, and you know, this is something that people sometimes overlook, and one of the primary objectives, and you know this for patterning, is just to verify that your gun shoots where you are aiming. And what I mean by that is your pattern is centered over an aim point at a given distance. And there's, you know, equal amount left, right, high, or low of your aim point. So, you know, during our patterning, we found guns that are, some of them are just dead on 50-50, meaning half the pattern is above, half the pattern is below, left and right. Generally, what seems to be desired is about a 60-40, meaning 60% of your pattern high, 40 low. That works very well for some people. The interesting thing is that we do have guns come out, and some of these people that decide to use their trap or sporting gun that they have, you know, comes from the factory, some of them shooting high, are up to 80% high. And we've even had some new guns out of the box that were over 100% high. So right off the bat, we can find out what we need to do for adjustments to get that pattern where we want it over our aim point, whether it's refit, some of these guns are adjustable, or we've had to go as far as actually elevating front sights and stuff on some of them to get them to shoot. That's really the primary objective, is to know that information. And then, of course, next, we want to make, you know, verify our pattern diameter, pellet density, and distribution at a given range. And that is, you know, using what combination you have, and that'll tell your maximum effective distances for either target or hunting, and it'll tell you also what adjustments are necessary to get you to achieve that pattern or density at the range you're wanting to shoot.
Well, the biggest problem I have is that usually the gun shoots right where I am pointing it, just not where I'm aiming.
Exactly. But... I won't say anything about casting. Yeah.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, you've really found out that how different it can be with different loads and different chokes and different barrels, haven't you?
Yeah. And, you know, Terry, I think the next thing in the process, of course, is your gun. And this is interesting, and I have found, we've patterned many guns, 20s, 12s, 10s, all of them, but for the purpose of what I'm going to tell you, the 12-gauge is 99% of our guns. We did pump action, semi-automatics, and break action guns, turkey guns, field guns, and target guns. People, you know, have a variety of guns they want to use, and barrel lengths from 26 to 30 inches in length. And what we have found is that really the difference between a 26 and 30-inch barrel is that your gun is 4 inches closer to the target. It seems that, and I think the general consensus is, that the powder is burnt, you've developed your pressures and your velocities in the first 18 to 20 inches of the barrel. So that is not that big a factor in getting the pattern you want. Now, as far as the type of gun, same thing. That seems to be more personal preference than anything. And we see guns from, you know, camouflage, hunting specific, factory beads with mid beads, fluorescent beads. Didn't do any scoped ones this year yet. But overall, I think more important than the gun you choose will be the choke and ammo combination that you use with that gun.
And, of course, fit when you're aiming is always important with the gun. But assuming you've got a gun that fits you right and you kind of know where it's shooting, how drastic an effect does the choke and ammo have on your pattern?
Well, and I'll tell you, Terry, we learn this every year. Those two are the biggest factors, and particularly when we're patterning for the turkey hunting. So if we start with the chokes, we patterned factory and aftermarket chokes, some flush with the end of the barrel and some extended from modified through turkey choking. And the best ones overall were always the extended chokes. So it appears that, you know, choking your shot charge down over a longer distance seems to develop and hold better patterns. Some of the factory extended range chokes did pretty well, but overall the best was going to be the turkey specific tubes, and some of the aftermarket ones are really good. And I'll tell you a couple things I think we talked about. I sent you a picture of a particular pattern that was amazing. Now, ammo wise, we did 2 3/4, 3 and 3.5 inch shells. We did 6.5-4 shot and some of the blends. We did lead and heavier than metal, such as heavy shot and such. 1 1/4 through 2 ounce loads, some of the heavier loads obviously gives you more pellets on target. Now, the smaller pellets, you know, in the blends had a tendency to give you more, but then you have to do the consideration of energy downrange, and that gets into another thing. But One thing I will say that was very standout is the velocities ranging from 1,050 feet per second to 1,300. And if you're looking for a very good, consistent, and evenly distributed pattern, the slower loads were definitely patterning better than the faster ones. The faster loads seemed to have more of a tendency to have flyers and holes in the pattern at a given distance. So when it all is said and done, Terry, a good aftermarket or extended turkey tube choke with one of the slower turkey-specific shot or shells, excuse me, is absolutely the best combination. And the one that I found, because I generally try not to talk brands, but a guy came out with a bunch of stuff. He had a heavy shot tube, which is one, you know, one of them made probably four heavy shot loads. But he paired that with a 1,050 foot per second, 2 ounce number five out of a 3.5 inch pump. And at 50 yards, he was able to put over two dozen pellets on the turkey head pattern. And I would say that gun would be good out past that. So that's probably the best one we have seen for years as far as a combination goes.
All right. Well, we are out of time, but I think I will post some of this stuff on my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. And then if people want to get a hold of you, I'm sure they can call you out of Colorado Clays, right?
Absolutely. 303-659-7117. And feel free to go to the website, coloradoclays.com. We've got a lot of information on there, and we can answer questions through the email, too.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you again very soon. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
You bet. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.